Ain't it great? Hey, we're back. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Asian Cult Cinema. My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. And as the title might allude to, this is Asian Cult Cinema, where we talk about Asian cult cinema.
Well, and by Asian cult cinema, we mean
Asian movies. And it's movies.
Asian movies that are like cool.
Cultish in nature, if someone might say.
Something like that, yeah. This is the show where we don't curse, so we have to be nice on this show.
This is the show that doesn't curse.
You know, we got to be nice and proper and prim. And you know,
I took a lot of notes for this one.
You took a lot of notes? Did you watch any movies?
Yes, I sure did. I watched.
Did you watch any Asian cult movies?
No, I didn't. You know, I was going to, but I didn't.
Oh.
I am gearing up, though. I will warn everyone that I'm, you know, I'm 60 days away from, well, we just need to be like 58 days away from going to Japan. So,
oh, wow.
Yes, yeah, so I plunked down the tickets. The money has been spent. The seats have been reserved.
November or December?
The very end of it's like November 29th through December 8th.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Well, now I'm going to an exchange student is having her wedding, invited us to go. So the first 3 days are going to be there, and then I'm going to go to Kobe for 1 day, and then 4 or 5 days in Osaka. And in Osaka and Kobe are the ones where I found some shops, some record shops, some movie shops, that kind of thing. So I am really going to try and bolster the cult angle of our Asian cult cinema during that time. I'll probably be mailing stuff home in boxes, you know. I've been talking with the guy who runs Time Bomb Records.
Okay.
Because he's the manager of the 5678s. He's the guy that wrote back and said, yes, I could play him. And I was like, oh my God, you've made me the happiest guy in the world. So I'm going to like make up Time Bomb record shirts and take them over like as a surprise saying, hey, here's 15 shirts. I'll have the Daddy-O's label. Like I'll have them like labeled like so for sale, you know, but they'll be English. So it kind of will be hip. And in the hopes of saying, now, you know, here's this stuff. How about you slide some extra tunes my way? You know, cause it'll work. He already
have other bands.
Yeah. Tons of other bands, you know? So it's going to be fun, and I'm going to really be looking out for some of the crazier movies and stuff, you know, posters. I'll see what I can get home. It's going to be, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I know. I do love Japan, and we all know that. So, should be exciting.
So what's today's movie?
Today's movie. Wow. Today's movie is Invaders from Space.
Not Invaders from Mars, though. Invaders from Space.
There's actually another Invaders from Space. This is the TV movie.
Yes.
But there was also... They called that... not Invasion of the Neptune Men, but Prince of Space was actually called Invaders from Space as well.
This is Invasion, not Invaders.
Okay, Invasion.
The other ones was Invaders, maybe.
That's right. That's what the mistake was, yeah. Because I looked it up and I was like, huh, that's weird. Yes, Invaders from Space. It's a TV movie, which you could kind of tell this is a TV movie. But this is featuring our buddy Starman. So we all know. And this is Dr. Morbius was just invaded by Zoltan.
Zoltan from space.
The Zoltan from her space cadet. She is there.
I'm in her space, I think. You know?
Zoltan, my cat, is the original space cadet. She is on her own little planet.
She is.
And those of you who don't know that term means that you're young. And enjoy your cartilage.
You should post a picture of Zoltan so people know who we're talking about.
I have a picture. I got a weird thing. We ended up moving some like old furniture out of this house, and we got a couple of really old tables. And they're like, "Hey, if you want anything else, go ahead." And I saw that they had like this wooden crate, and I was like, "Oh, I love wooden crates." Got it home, and here it's stamped. It's from 1951. It's a dynamite box.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, well, I have a picture. She was sitting in it.
She was in it.
And so Zoltan was in the dynamite box. So maybe we'll put that up on the site. I don't know. Anyway, enough of that stuff. So we're talking about Starman.
Starman.
Starman, I'm under the impression, is Japan's Joe Don Baker. Like, he's not fit enough to really be that action star that they're trying to portray him as.
He's a little,
you know,
chunky.
He's kind of chunky for a Japanese dude.
Kind of,
you
big,
know,
too. They call him Super Giant, I think, over in Japan.
Yeah, you know. He's different.
He's different.
He's oddly misshapen, I'll just say it that way.
It's a
very funny movie. This movie, you know, now again, I know I'm like the Riff Trax guy. Riff Trax just put up on Netflix Message from Space.
Oh, they did Message
from Space. And Message from Space has that same cutscene of those odd robot aliens arguing over...
I think they're in all of them, aren't
they?
Oh,
okay. Is that what it is? Like, it's just...
I think so, yeah. They're the guys who send Starman.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Starman, hey, you need to go to Earth, and, you know...
Like the whole, give him his wristwatch and go protect Earth for some reason,
like
you
Green
know?
Like Green Lantern's, dudes or
alien
whatever. Hey,
GL,
go down there and, you know, I got some problems there with the salamander men of Kulico.
That's what this one's all about.
Salamander men of Kulico.
This one's a weird movie.
Isn't it extremely weird, with a lot of exotic avant-garde dancing in it? And
oh my God, the dancing.
A witch lady, and it's a strange movie,
yeah,
man.
I will say Japan loves witch ladies.
They do love witch ladies.
They're in a lot of movies, and they're very scary, weird creatures.
And in this movie, Japan really loves underlighting, because everybody's got flashlight under their face to look really creepy, you know? And you're like, okay.
The original found footage film.
Yeah, exactly. Now, these were actually serials,
mm-hmm.
The four Starman movies. They were like 40-minute segments chopped up into two-parters, and they showed in theaters or TV.
TV, probably.
And then the U.S. bought them and turned them into four movies, and they actually cut out some, like 9 or 10 minutes of footage. And
really?
Yeah, I read somewhere they cut out some footage, yeah, to make them into 78-minute films or whatever, because the kids aren't going to stand for 80-minute movies or 90-minute movies.
Not back then. Now it's expected.
Plus, 78 minutes was like good for creature feature. They can put all their commercials because I don't know if these played theatrically. They might have gone straight to TV. I could be wrong, though.
No, it says TV. I mean, and again, maybe they were put out because they love just repackaging, and especially like Drive-In Era or, you know, whatever you can put together, they're putting together, you know.
It's funny because my buddy saw these when he was a kid, but I don't remember ever seeing these on TV. But he lived down in South Florida, too, so he saw them all on Creature Feature Channel 12 or Channel 6, and I'm like, you know, I guess I must not have been interested or something. I don't remember ever seeing
these. I never saw these.
Until, like, seeing pictures of them, like, in the magazines in the 80s or something.
I've never even heard of these until recently, like, last 10 years recent, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. I just didn't know Starman. I never heard of them, you know. And then you see the Prince of Space stuff, or because of, that has Chiba-san. That's and Neptune Men, because it's one of those... so absurd you have to know about it kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So you start to watch the Mysterions. If you love Godzilla, which I do, and Kung Fu, eventually you stumble into these things, but they're not, they weren't super highly publicized. Now, people in the know what they are, of course, you know. It's not like they're a hidden gem, but they're not like one of those everyone has to know what this is kind of movies, you know.
Well, you know what it was? It's like I never, back in the 80s, 70s, they already started, you know, in the 70s, the comic book conventions was everything at once, comics and everything. Back in the 80s, they started to separate things. They had the comic convention and they had the sci-fi conventions.
Oh.
I never went to the sci-fi conventions, the Star Trek, because I was like, Star Trek, yeah, that's great, but I'm not into it or whatever. So these, the people that went to these Star Trek or sci-fi shows were more into these movies as opposed to just the regular comic book guys. That would see maybe a picture in a magazine, but never was exposed to them or whatever.
You're like, yeah, whatever, you know.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I never seen it. So yeah. I never even saw Ultraman when I was, you know, a kid. The only ones that I ever saw when I was a kid was Astro Boy. I saw when I was a little kid in New York. And what was the other one? Kimba, the White Lion, I saw when I was a kid. And then in Florida in the 70s, Prince Planet.
Yeah, well, Prince Planet, and that had those bird fighters, right? Remember those ones, the comic, the cartoons with those, that wasn't Prince Planet. Like, they all had the bird helmets, of different kinds.
Oh, that's not, that's,
And because Speed
Racer. I know what you're talking about.
Because when I was a kid, Speed Racer was there.
Battle of the Planets.
Battle of the Planets was one. Then that was.
Speed Racer, so when I was a kid.
Then, of course, the that battleship.
Yamato. And then there was Eighth Man and Gigantor, mm-hmm. which I don't remember if I saw or not, but there was those guys. I'm not missing another one.
Oh, there's there's tons of them. And there's so many of those style monster movies, which I saw. Remember, I don't know if you remember me talking about that when I went to Japan last time. There was so many in that museum of like, my God, you know, there was literally hundreds of vehicles and creatures and all this other stuff. And you're like, wow. So, of course, a lot of it falls through the cracks. This one fell through the cracks until recently. And then you watch them, and you're like, well, these are very funny, and his posing and stuff is so silly.
He's pretending like he's Superman.
He's pretending like he's
even
Superman.
Even that shot when he's flying through the air, that's out of the Superman TV show. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We're going to get into see if, you know, if these invaders.
Salamander men.
See if they get to us, which they might. I don't think they're going to. We'll be right back.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No, now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
I'm looking for some action.
What do you mean, action?
What do you mean, action? Well, I mean a place where you can drag race, find true love, and outrun the law. I mean the original Cruise Street. I mean VNB, Van Nuys Boulevard.
Yeah, the greatest cruising in the land takes place on the street where it all began.
Van Nuys Boulevard.
A Crown International picture.
Rated R.
Right, you hayseeds, it's a stick up. Everybody freeze. Everybody down on the ground.
Well, which is it, young feller? You want I should freeze or get down on the ground? Mean to say, if I freeze, I can't rightly drop. And if I drop, I'm going to be in motion. You see?
Shut up!
Okay, then.
Boobies, Van Nuys
can
Boulevard.
Can we say that on the show?
We can say boobies.
Okay.
My God.
Right.
If that offends you, please turn the channel because, you know.
Yeah. And turn on. Never mind.
Yes. So, anyway, now on to the movie. These are. Anytime we're talking about, like, oh, it's a serial, it's a TV, made for TV, chopped up Japanese thing. Well, you know, it's kind of formulaic. It's kind of just. It's made for kids' entertainment.
It's weird.
You know? Oh, yeah, they're so weird.
This isn't like unlike anything America would do.
That's why I love this stuff.
There you go.
Well, just this week they had the big thing. They put a new gigantic robot in Tokyo, and it transforms. Like, it has a unicorn thing sometimes. Lasers come out of it, and I was like, you know, get on point, America. Every time I'm driving to work, I don't see a gigantic robot doing things. Huh. Well.
No.
So, you know, that's the thing. And I hope those are real. Like, part of me hopes that all those robots they build, one day they just awaken and just start trashing the world. That'd be so perfect. And that's when I'd be like... Would
you be happy then?
I would love it. Every moment of it. That's what I want.
That's great.
that's what should be reality. Like,
yeah,
robots, lasers flying everywhere, you know.
Hey, AI's coming, you know.
That's good. Maybe somebody... like, wouldn't that be awesome if, like, a super hacker... That was his mission, was to, like, super hack those robots and make them, like, take over the world. Oh, that'd be funny. Anyway, back to reality. So we start off, and we start off with this council of weirdos, and it's like the Emerald Planet must send somebody to defend hapless Earth, because if Earth is the linchpin, if a bad person takes over Earth...
Forget about it. Then
the Emerald Planet will fall. That's the only reason they care. They don't care about Earthlings. They just know it's kind of like, you know, if they take over this, like if they're if Cuba's taken over by Russia, then it's the linchpin. Like, so,
yeah.
So Earth is the linchpin for space, all space.
Yes, you know? Yes.
So
yes.
Wrap your head around that for a minute. But then, okay, so they just do this voiceover thing while
and not only just Earth, but Japan is the linchpin.
It's just Japan.
It's Japan is the linchpin of the universe.
Not for nothing, but every one of these evil schemes is so flawed. It's beyond belief. Like, it literally is just like, yes, and I'm going to buy that small creative loafing paper. Then I'll control media. Then I'll control the world. And you're like, wait, a lot of steps are missing right now. Like, but whatever. You know,
That's some inside, you know.
It's so funny because these salamander guys are like, yeah, we're going to take that.
Are you saying the salamander men from Kalakuko or whatever bought creative loafing?
No.
Oh, okay.
They should have.
Okay.
Then maybe my hapless show would have a chance of being nominated, but it won't. So sad. They'll just say something like, "Well, we're gonna take this one professor, and then they'll never beat us, and then we own the Earth, baby." You're like, wow, that's...
I'm surprised they didn't come here. They weren't coming here for the women. They usually come here
for
the woman.
That was the 50s. The 50s were all about... 40s and 50s.
These movies were made in the 50s.
No, but they were all about... Well, that's American movies, though.
Yeah.
Americans are all about protecting their women, you know, and Japan.
No, that Japanese one. What was it that we watched?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they were coming for the women. The Mysterians. Because
they were taking... Yeah, the Mysterians were taking those...
They wanted some...
Three women.
Yeah, but still, they're going to work them out. They're going to be worked out real hard.
The scope
of
the evil plots is pretty small, is what I'm saying, you know.
And you know what it is? These movies are written by dudes, so what do dudes, when they go to another country, want?
Yeah.
Women, yeah.
Let's soup up our hot rod and go get some women, you know. You're like, yeah. But yeah, so this is such an odd, like, this is another one of those where the salamander dudes are coming, and they're going to just take the professor, and then they're going to own the world, and then... We're all going to bow down to them. And you're like, I don't think America's going to do that, but whatever. I mean, we'll get to them later.
They're going to start in Japan.
Yeah. Let's start in Japan.
They work their way.
The guys who don't have, like, more guns per capita than anyone. Let's start with the other ones, and then we'll
go to Europe.
We'll see how it works when we get to China. Yeah. Good luck. But so they're like, oh, yeah. And then Starman gets his World Watch. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, the watch. The watch that tells him.
It lets you fly through space. It lets you speak any language. And, you know, you're made of steel. They said he's made of steel.
Yeah.
I think there's also a lot lost in translation. I don't know. Maybe he's steel.
I don't know.
So he's flying around, and he has these very odd poses as he's flying, and he's... That's the first thing that strikes you about this movie. You're watching it, and first you see this council of weirdos, and they're just going, eep, erp, op, erp, eep, and then they say, and then we must send Starman to protect him, America, the world. And then you just see this, like, this portly Japanese dude flying around. You're like, wait, is that Starman? Who is this guy? And he's like, he's doing this fake flexing as he's flying. You're like, huh.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and you go, okay. And then smash cut, here's some evil things doing some dumbness on in Japan. You know?
Of course.
And then he just kind of steps in and goes, and he pushes them around and, like, bullies them a little bit, and then they leave, you know?
Yeah, well, the salamander man goes and he goes to the doctor, and he, like, after he tells him who he is, he, like, gives him that ray that
hypnotizes
him or whatever.
It hypnotizes him, but he has to, like, it's like you're walking a dog backwards. I'm like, well, that's not practical at all. Just hit him and carry him. It's more impractical to hypnotize somebody and have to be one step in front of him going, now follow me. I mean, I just shoot him. I don't know. What are you talking about? It's so...
And then when the salamander man, because when he shows up for the doctor, he's got his, like... He looks like
cloaking.
The Joker.
He looks like a cloaking of a Joker.
He's like the Joker. But when Starman, like, meets up with him, he's like his latex living gloves guy. And then they start
totally
doing
them.
And then they do a gymnastics thing. You know,
them? No, it. Which is the one with Roddy Piper?
They live.
They live thing where Starman sees them who they really are and everyone else doesn't. Like.
Yeah.
Starman should team up with Roddy Piper and just do chair shots on all these dudes.
So instead of fighting, they have gymnastics, and I'm like, okay,
that's so great.
Do backflips and cartwheels and, you know, blah blah blah.
That part where this guy is doing this backflip down there, and I'm like, walk to him. Walk, you can walk up to that guy and hit him.
Hit him in a salamander.
Doing a bat flip a couple times does not make you further away than if I lightly walk towards you. I can catch them, you know. Because
like the salamander's head kind of looks a little bit like a sack. Boy, if you get a good punch there, man, that's going to hurt. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bad, sack head. You know what I mean? You know, so.
But yeah. Then,
so, like, he like, they fight, and then the salamander man, like, jumps in the water and blows up.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, okay, so they blow up real good.
But then they're like, oh, we know, we're going to make the world sick.
Yes.
Through theater. And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? Like, again.
First it was like a ray or something like that. And then they go,
because
well,
he goes in and he just punches the ship and it blows up. And you're like, wait, what? He goes on the ship and he goes into a glowing ship.
Starman does.
And he just punches around a couple. He beats up a couple of people and the ship explodes. He comes flying out like, see, told you I was tough. And you're like, what are you talking about?
So then the salary man go, well, we've got this ray that's going to really like annoy people and give them like the plague or something.
Yeah, you're like, oh God.
So then they get, everybody's getting sick, and then at some point the scientists go, well, I think we better send the children out unattended into the woods.
Children in Japan have too much power. They have all the power, because Starman pops into the train and goes, here's a glowing glass ball. You need me. You just smash the ball once and I'll show up, dude. And you're like,
well, the guy from the Mysterians did the same thing. Same to the girl. Thing.
And she immediately loses it when they're doing some psychedelic trippy drug thing.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here? Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're gonna try and figure the rest of this out. And
you all need to watch this to figure it out for yourself.
Watch it on this break and then come back and then you'll know the insanity that we are talking about, which is Starman.
Says here you robbed a hospital. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, I'm not guilty.
That's not what the other lawyer said.
It's just a farmhouse and looks pretty innocent from the road. But once you're inside, you'll see what really happens on a terror farm. Invasion of the Blood Farmers.
She's still alive.
Coming in the dead of night, coming to plant the living and harvest the dead. Are you strong enough? More raw terror, more stomach-turning shock than you can take. Therefore, we warn you, don't eat before you see Invasion of the Blood Farmers, and you'll have nothing to lose. They plant the living and harvest the dead. Invasion of the Blood Farmers, released by NMD Films, in color, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
All right, we are back. Invasion of the Blood Farmers.
The Blood Farmers. Yes. I think we might have. Did we do that movie for Slow Robot, which is our other show?
I think we did. Yeah. Yeah, we have to say, make sure you go to our other shows. Did I already do this pitch? No, I did it on the other one. We do a lot of other shows, and I know we're reaching out to some new markets with these shows. If you go to RadioSt.Pete.com, go on the archive tab, you're going to find Indie Circuit, which is my show where I do all kinds of crazy music. You're going to find a lot of our shows. We have a long-running... You know, this Asian Cult Cinema has been going around for a long time. Was the show 87 or something?
Yeah, and then
we also do a couple other things. If you go to bunchofdorks.com, the top one is called Slow Robot A Go Go. We're getting close to 300 shows. That's all B movie review. We have a very deep library of insane movies we've watched over the years.
Yeah. A lot of them were double features, too.
Oh, I know. The first, like, 5 years was always double features. So
yeah, so there's plenty of old movies.
There's 10,000 movies in there. 100 million movies is how many we've done. And then what's the middle one? The middle button is for...
Two-Dimension Comic Book Podcast. Self-explanatory. We talk about comic books, Don Rook, Dallas and Dr. Morbius. Talk about comic books.
I would bring nothing to the table.
You did once. You brought something to the table once.
Yeah, and it got rejected.
Well, no, but it got edited.
it got edited for content. I was like, I'm never doing anything for you again. Yeah. So then, and then the bottom one is a bunch of dorks where it's a really cursy, angry show. But it's now defunct. So it ran for 10 years.
Can we say that word in the show?
Defunct?
Defunct? Okay, yes. Just checking. I don't know.
Yes, that's fine. Anyway, back to the show. Starman, get on point. So Starman is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to save you guys because now they're making the kids sick and the elderly sick. And then Starman is like, oh, I think, because this is the other thing. Now, Starman also has like that professor, and he's kind of, he dresses up like a normal guy in a suit sometimes, and then Starman does. So they're going, and they go,
Clark
oh,
Kent.
That yeah, would be Clark, the name of the story. Oh, see, the comparisons keep coming, don't they?
Sure.
So they go, they're like, oh, we think everyone that's going to this new play is getting sick, this new theater group.
I know, I would get sick watching
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this was like a big acid trip. It's like Germany invaded Japan with theater and acid. And that's what you're watching. You're like, what are we doing here? And then they're like, oh, then the professor comes out. He's like, let's leave. I think I figured it out. They're all aliens. Of course they're aliens.
Of course
they're aliens. You could tell they're not. Because he's like, they float like no humans. And you're like, yeah, that was what tipped it off, huh? All right, whatever. So then this voice from the sky goes, we knew you'd figure it out. Ma ha 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 ha. Evil. And then Starman kind of
fights.
I lose these movies so much because it's like, okay, so then they grab the guy. Don't they grab the professor at this point?
Yeah.
And then Starman's like, well, I'll save you and I'll just go punch everything and smash everything. He throws some people around. They always have this long set piece in these where he's flexing and punching and flexing and punching, and you're like, oh, okay.
And then the kids are out in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
And then one of them is looking for something, butterflies or something. And they come, the lizard, they find the lair of the salamander guy.
That's right.
And then that whole shtick starts coming up.
And that's the, okay, yeah, thanks for reminding me. Because the girl immediately loses the glass marble that Starman gave her. And then they're like walking around, and this kid is falling behind, and he's running into the woods, and he's like, wait up for me. And then this lightning storm happens, and they're like, all, they found the mushroom patch, and they all did acid. And then they're like, oh, this is weird. And then they get surrounded by lizard men, and they're doing like a little weird dance to capture them. So then they grab the girl, and they're like, yeah, you're the professor's daughter. He isn't talking. So then they take him into this lair, this salamander lair, and they're like, have her suspended over molten lava. Yeah. And they're like, if you don't tell me, I'm going to drop her. And I'm thinking, no, if you drop her, he'll never tell you.
Exactly.
It's kind of reverse psychology here. I'm like, I don't think that's going to work for you.
Salamander logic is different from Marley.
Obviously. Yes. Because obviously they think one dude in Japan would be equaling taking over the Earth.
Exactly.
Little flawed. I know I pointed that out in the beginning of the show. I'm going to stick to my guns. I think they might have a little flaw in their
logic
there. Yeah.
They are salamanders, after all.
Yeah, they're not real smart. But if you cut their butts off, they would grow back. So that's a plus.
Oh, well, I guess it's a plus. Yeah. Anyway, so then that's going on. And then what was that? And then there's that other scene. I forgot how it links into it, where the kids, one of the doctors got like hurt in an accident, and the kids with the grandfather are going to visit him. And there's that creepy nurse woman that ends up turning into witchy poo from like, you know,
was that before or after? That was before.
I don't even remember.
That was before the whole
I was
suspended.
Tripping, man. You know, yeah. Without anything. You know, I was watching this. I'm going like, whoa, man. You know, I was like glory stompers, you know.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, wow. Yeah. And then, you know, because these kids are visiting. And the nurse is clearly an alien. Like
she's like as evil as you can be.
Yeah.
And underlit, too, of course. You know.
I didn't mind that. Yeah, and, you know, but and that was where I was like, oh, I bet you the people that made Teletubbies used to get high and watch these all the time.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and they're like, dude, we could do that for kids. And they'd be like, no way, that'll never work. And they got really high, and they wrote Teletubbies. And that's when Teletubbies were invented. They were like, these dudes love these kind of movies. And then just took it one step too far.
Yeah.
And then we had Teletubbies.
So the kids are running away from the witch, and then I think they actually spray her with something. Some
she says, "I'm melting." They're like, "What's going to kill these things?"
Like the Wizard of Oz, "I'm melting."
Yeah, they drop a fire extinguisher. It goes off.
That's it.
And it sprays this girl. This lady, the witch, and she goes, "I'm melting," and she literally does the Wizard of Oz melting thing, and I'm like, "Oh my god!" You know, because that's when they're like, "Oh, look, we don't need the professor's thing anymore. We could just make fire extinguishers."
And then the fire extinguishers will kill them. And hey, look at that! You know,
and that's when kids have so much. Kids run Japan.
They do run Japan.
I didn't realize this. It's only kids with small shorts. Like like modern kids couldn't because they have like longer shorts.
Yeah,
the little kids with the little high shorts in the 60s.
They ran
Japan. They were Japan. They were the it crowd.
So then like they figure that out, and then Starman ends up like going like flying up to the because the lizard guy, he beats up a bunch of lizard guys in the woods to save the kids, right? And then he flies up to where the ship is to get into a fight with King Lizard Salamander dude.
And it's literally a repeat.
Exactly.
Of the first one, where he punches a couple people, and the thing explodes into a million pieces, and then he goes, "All right, well, now I win, and I'm going to go back to my home planet, but if you need me, I'll be back to..."
But actually, when he comes back, you see there's more Salamander Man, and they're starting to get sprayed with the fire extinguishers.
Oh, that's right. Because there's like eight of them in the woods, and then they're spraying. I forgot that, but yeah, it's like those wood thing, and they're like surrounding them. They're like, and they spray them, and they're... Another instance of self-cleaning aliens. A lot of the aliens in some of these movies, they just go whoop, and they just go away, and there's not even anything on the ground. You're like, well, that's nice and convenient.
Yeah, that's nice and convenient. They have to
scrub up this old alien goop. Nope, it just goes away. No. You know, and that's great.
So then, you know, everything's great. Everybody's saving Starman. Like, hey, you guys, if you ever need me, you know.
I'll be back for the sequel.
I'll be back for the fourth one.
Now, how many of these were these? Do you know?
Four.
There were four of these.
Four of these.
Wow. So it's Attack from Space, Invader. No,
Invaders from Space.
Message from Space.
God, no, not Message from Space. I don't remember. I don't remember the title.
Wow. Okay.
But there'd be four of them.
Let me look. So, okay. Right here, Starman. Invaders from Space and Atomic Rulers.
Atomic Rulers of the World. That's
Atomic
right.
Rulers of the World. Let's see. And then here's this. Looks like another one. Oh, that's Laser Blast.
I saw that in a drive.
Oh, I love Laser Blast. I've seen it a million times. I don't know what the other ones are. It doesn't matter. They're Crazy Town USA is what they are.
Yeah. So, this is definitely like highly rated.
Yeah.
For all you... This is definitely Asian cult cinema.
There's not much to these, but I don't hate them.
No.
They're just too weird to dislike. They're funny and kind of... We say this all the time, though. It's almost like a cliche where we say, it's just a kid's thing. And they are, like, the Godzillas from that middle chunk are just kind of kid for kids. They had a lot of programming for kids. Like sure. of this kind of the
television
monster.
We got to put stuff out on television. Let's get what can we get to fill in space. Hey, I just bought these Japanese movies really cheap. Dub them. Let's put them on.
Yep.
You know?
And what were those ones? The famous ones, the Power Rangers and
that's
all that kind of stuff.
On,
you know, much later on. But you know, but the older ones have a charm to them.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones from the 80s and 90s, whatever.
The older ones definitely are from the old world, so they have that old world feel to them.
And I love seeing that. You know, I always love seeing that. And
black and white, you know, it's all good.
It is all good. I don't know what this would look like in color. It'd be pretty trippy, I bet. Because what would they do with color? You know, look how acid soaked these are in just black and white. I mean, I can't even imagine. If you're like, oh, this is going to be color? Oh, yeah, you know. So, obviously, I mean, I'm going to go like a 7, 7.5.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing.
They are, they're kind of must-see TV for that ilk, you know.
We did another one before, but this one's more of a horror one. There's a lot of...
What was the one we did before?
It was either Atomic Rulers or...
It was Atomic Rulers, because they were fighting on that spaceship.
Yeah, I think so.
And that was the one where the set piece was that, like, it was almost like the deck of a bridge.
Yeah, yeah,
the deck
it.
Of
that
a
was
ship,
that
but
was
it was in space,
yeah,
you
that
know.
Was it, yeah.
So that was awesome.
So there you go, another Starman for you in the books.
Starman Mania, running wild.
Yeah, next week something else.
Yes,
that's
probably.
Not Starman.
So, all right. Well, that's going to be it for this week. My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And we are going to bring you something completely different next week. I don't know what it is yet, but we'll figure it out. It gets harder and harder, trust us. But we will be back, I promise. See you next week, everyone.
Pour it on, Morris. Give it everything she's got.
The answer is to keep it. You'll believe it when you find something screaming across your mind. Green slime. What can it be? What is the reason? Is this the end to all the creatures? Is it in your head? Would you believe it when you're dead? Green slime, green slime. What can it be? What is the reason? Is this the end to all the creatures? Is it just something in your head?